أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا السماء انشقت وأذنت لربها وحقت وإذا الأرض مدت وألقت ما فيها وتخلت وأذنت لربها وحقت. This is the starting of the next surah, Surah Inshiqaq. And in the previous surah, Allah Ta'ala explained about the resurrection on the day of Qiyamah and the actions of man that will be presented. And according to the actions, good or bad, decisions will be made. According to belief and disbelief, decisions will be made and what those decisions will be. Now in this surah, like all the surahs that were revealed in Makkah Sharif, were mostly with regard to the day of Qiyamah and the life in the year after. So in this surah also, Allah Ta'ala is discussing the day of Qiyamah, how it will be heralded in, how it will come in. And it will be the ordeal of that day will be very, very severe and very hard on the people. So Allah Ta'ala exhorts and encourages us that we must be preparing for that day all the time. Allah Ta'ala says that will be a day, إِذَا السَّمَاءٌ شَقَّتْ جَبْ آسْمَانْ پَجَّيْ. That will be a day when the skies will split asunder. The sky is a solid object, it's not the limit of our vision. That we see it, and because of the color of the water of the sea, that we see it as blue. It is a solid object that is in existence. And it is protecting us from so many things that are happening beyond the sky. Just like we have the roof over our head, the ceiling, the roof, etc. And that protects us from the outside conditions of sun, rain, hail, wind, etc. Like that, the sky is also protecting us. But when the day of Qiyamah will come, then the sky will split asunder. It will not remain there. We can imagine there are certain places where with very, very strong winds, hurricanes, etc. come. A person might be sleeping at night in his bedroom, but the next moment he sees that there is no roof left. Now it is the sky and all the water that is coming in, the rain, heavy, heavy torrential rains or heavy, heavy hail that is coming down. And a person is just left like that helpless. We can imagine what it will be for the whole world. When on that day the sky will not be there, it will split asunder. Like the roof is taken off, like that on the day of Qiyamah, we can well imagine what that day will be. And with regard to this further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ اور سن لے حکم اپنے رب کا اور وہ آسمان اسی لائق ہے. And submit and obey totally the commands of your Lord, of Allah, your sustainer. And the sky is of such a nature, this creation of Allah, that it will totally surrender to the command of Allah Ta'ala. As long as the world is carrying on at the moment, if we go out, we won't find even a crack in the sky. So perfectly Allah Ta'ala has made it. If we have to lay our roofs, etc., many times after some time, or an earthquake or something, you will find some cracks in that slab, in that building. But with the creation of Allah, the sky, not a single crack also. And Allah Ta'ala in Surah Tabarak Alladhi, 29th Supara, Allah invites man to inspect the sky over and over again and see, do you find any crack in it? And that was also not of the sky of its own order, but by the command of Allah Ta'ala. And now when Allah's command will come, that now you have to be destroyed, you have to crack and finish, you have to be totally, you have to be split apart, the sky will submit to that command also. Yeah, we have to understand there are two types of commandments of Allah Ta'ala. One is which is called Takwini, which comes from the word Kun, that is by the order of Allah Ta'ala, that be, and it has no choice whatsoever, and it is as Allah has commanded it, and it does exactly what Allah has commanded it, not a single, not the billionth of a millimeter, it will move this side or that side. Exactly what Allah has commanded it, that is what it does. So the creation of Allah besides human and jinnat, and the other which have got ruh, the ruh besides them, like the walls, like the sun, the moon, the earth, the waters of the seas, they have got no choice of their own. What Allah Ta'ala commands them, they totally submit to that, and they do exactly as they have been told. And the other is what is called tashri'i, that is man and jinnat, they are commanded with these commands. And Allah has given His command, but then He has left, given them a choice. If they want to, they fulfill it. If they want to, they neglect it. Like to bring iman or to be on kufr. Allah Ta'ala has commanded us, all human beings, jinnat, to bring iman. But it is up to us whether we want to have iman or whether, na'uzu billah, may Allah protect us, our progeny, everyone, whether a person chooses kufr. Five times namaz Allah Ta'ala has made compulsory. Now it is up to the individual whether he is going to fulfill it or not. Allah hasn't forced us, so to say, that we must, that we got no choice and that we have to make our five times namaz. And on this choice that Allah has given is Jannat and Jahannam. If a person chooses the right path, he will go to Jannat, and if he chooses the wrong path, he will go to Jahannam. So in the, so the skies are of that creation of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that they have got no choice, and there is no Jannat and Jahannam either for the skies or for the moon or for the sun. They just have to obey the commandments of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So the sky also has got no choice but to submit to the command of Allah Ta'ala, and very, very willfully and very happily it submits to the command of Allah. When it is to be made and stay in its condition, it stays like that. When it's made, when the command is given to be broken up and split asunder, it submits happily to that command also. Also from here, mankind must take a lesson that we, the sky, which is a very, very big creation of Allah, then we also should submit to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has given us the choice, use it in the right way, and totally submit to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq.